Hello, it's the 29th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The RSPCA is urging local people to join in with the Great British Spring Clean. Last year, there were 35 incidents of animals trapped, harmed or killed due to litter in Bedfordshire. They currently receive 10 calls per day about the issue for problems such as duck tangled in a face mask and a baby hedgehog with plastic throttling her neck. Adam Grogan, head of the RSPCA's Wildlife Department, said, "Our staff deal with thousands of incidents every year where animals have been impacted by litter, and they're the ones that we know of. I'm sure for every animal we are able to help, there are many that go unseen, unreported, or may even lose their lives." Check the show notes for details on getting involved to help. The site of the former Irish Club on Midland Road is the latest cannabis factory to be closed down in the borough. We recently reported the police are working to target and close such operations, with several high-profile closures over the last 2 weeks. Pupils are left facing big problems with their exams after a hacker wiped a significant amount of data, including coursework. Redbourne Upper School and Community College said the cyber attack happened on Wednesday, although they do not currently believe any data was stolen. It appears the criminals' objective was just to cause damage, with the school saying they were dealing with a loss of a significant amount of data. The school is in talks with the exam board regarding the incident. A local man known only as Mr. D has won over £500,000 on the lottery. The lucky winner played a random number pick on Thunderball before scooping the jackpot. That's it for today. Be lucky. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.